Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Thanks to Prestige Jayco, of course, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, by Giants CEO Dave Matthews. Dave Kingy in the K-Rock box with Benny Cass, Domsey Lonigan and Heath Buck. Great to be talking to you. It's a nice little rivalry that's just started to build. Would you say outside of the Swans, this is your next biggest rivalry in the AFL?
Yeah, good evening, guys. Yeah, I think it probably is. There's certainly a bit of history between the two clubs, both in terms of the big games we've played and then also the individual circumstances that have occurred from time to time. So, yeah, it's going to be a huge game tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. Talk to us through the impact of COVID-19 at the GWS Giants, Dave. How have the club handled it in terms of staff numbers being stood down, let go, et cetera? How tough has it been as part of your tenure as CEO of the club?
Yeah, we haven't had to let anybody go as yet. It's been a difficult set of circumstances, but I think it's helped that every club has had to go through it together. So we've all collaborated pretty well. And I think there's a pretty common approach across the competition. We've held on to, you know, what is a growing membership base. We've had a lot of loyalty from our members. We started just prior to the Geelong when we had about 28,500 members, and we've held almost all of them. And then, you know, we've understood circumstances like every club if a refund's required. But our sponsors have been great. The players have been very professional and come back in good shape. And notwithstanding Sunday's disappointment, you know, the club's in really strong shape.
Yep. You're the league's youngest club. Does that make it easier to ride out something like this, or does it make it harder?
I think it's we've built on a lot of resilience. So the culture of our club's very, very strong. I think from the point of view of being a young club, you know, some of the revenue lines that we're not as exposed on. So, you know, we're still growing our ticket sales and still growing our crowd. So, you know, that probably hasn't had as big an impact. And, you know, people would sometimes think, oh, well, last in, first out, or is, you know, the expansion team's vulnerable. I think in a strange way, I think we're actually in, you know, relatively better shape than some. But, no, we'll continue to build, and, you know, we've got every confidence in where we're up to at the moment. It's just a difficult set of circumstances that I think the AFL's handled very well, and you know, we're confident in our approach as well.
Dave, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. You mentioned culture there in your answer. Has last year's grand final experience helped fashion and added another layer to that culture of your footy club, in that, you know, obviously a tough learning experience, but albeit an experience that clubs often go through on their way to getting to the top?
Yeah, I think so, Ben. I just think that, you know, all of this experience that we've gathered up in finals over the last 4 years has been good. You know, we've played finals 4 years in a row. We've won a final on every occasion. And, you know, obviously the grand final was disappointing, but it's just one part of the campaign that was otherwise, in our view, a success. It's obviously a step we've never taken before to get to a grand final. We would love to take one more.
How'd you go in lockdown, Dave? Did you get the apron on and whip up a curry? What was your, how'd you sort of get yourself through it?
Oh, look, the homeschooling for me I found pretty easy. I fast tracked the kids. In fact, I'm wondering whether I should save on the school fees and just have them full time under my tutelage, Ben. But the truth is, as many in Geelong would appreciate, the weather in Sydney is just unbelievable. So I think that helped a lot of us get through. But you know, it's interesting. We've basically had the business side of the club working remotely or working from home. So our entire football department and players and staff have had the facility to themselves. So it is difficult when you lack a bit of connection like that. But we've managed to find ways to you know, really protect the culture.
For Prestige Jayco, lucky enough to be speaking with Giants CEO Dave Matthews. Here's Tom Lonigan on K-Rock Footy.
Okay, Dave, just want to talk about Jeremy Cameron. Obviously a great player, Coleman medalist, All-Australian, one of the best young forwards in the game. Just wondering where he's at with the contract. I know he's a free agent this year. Any closer to tying him down?
Well, yeah, Tom, we got to a very important stage this week when they removed the fishing restrictions. That was probably you know, a great milestone for us. And like any good negotiation, we claim credit for it. So you know, he's in a very happy place up in Sydney. He's been here since day one. He's actually the longest serving player at the club and a life member. And I think, you know, these things take time. But, you know, right at the present time, you can't register a contract with the AFL under the current arrangements. But, you know, we're hopeful in the coming weeks and months that we'll resolve that.
And one player you did lose last year, who's a great team man and a player I played with for a while, big Dawson Simpson. Are you missing him around the place? I know he's a great culture setter, like we spoke about before, and I know he did a lot of things upstairs with the fitness of some of the staff. Have you spoken to him? And have you caught up or spoken to him recently?
Exceptionally popular man at our club, and so is his wife, Alira. They're great people, added a lot to the club, and I know a lot of the boys have kept in close touch with him. I actually haven't spoken to him in recent months, but I do know that at one stage, yeah, he and Ryan Griffin found themselves both fighting the fires in the off-season. They found themselves in the same spot. He's a remarkable guy, Dawson, and really added a lot to the club.
David Teeth Buck here. Good luck this evening, mate. His replacement's not a bad clubman either, big Sam Jacobs. I know he had his work cut out last week against Todd Goldstein, but what has he added to the group?
Yeah, he's been a great addition, and, you know, I guess that's one of the things that's been difficult when, you know, suddenly you have a very good pre-season, you have a good win in round one, and then it all comes to a halt, and people like Sam end up back in South Australia for that period. So, yeah, that sort of lack of momentum has been probably an issue for a lot of the players. But, you know, he's obviously a very driven player with a great track record, great experience, and, you know, he's brought a lot to the club in a short space of time as well.
What did you feel like rocking up here to Marvel Stadium tonight? It's a little bit different to past experiences here. Very, very quiet.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I think we've seen that as some sort of advantage for us. We'd be, I've really looked back in the grand final and wish I'd locked out the Richmond fans, actually. But we've actually got an unusual opportunity up here at the moment. We had 400-odd members and coterie and sponsor supporters come to our game against the Kangaroos, and we'll do that again next week against Collingwood. And, you know, even though it's small in number, it created a bit of atmosphere and brought some people back together, and it's amazing what a difference that makes, even without being able to fill the stadium seating.
David, here in Victoria, it's obviously Gil McLachlan dealing with Brett Sutton, the Chief Health Officer here in the Premier, Daniel Andrews. In New South Wales, is it you and Tom Harley collaboratively working with Gladys Berejiklian, the Premier there, and her health team and the like?
It is state by state. I mean, you know, broadly, Gil McLachlan's done a great job, I think, in working with every state government, he and his team. But then, you know, locally, Tom and I have been speaking a lot about what's possible, and obviously some of the restrictions that got eased in recent weeks created that opportunity for the Swans and the Giants to basically make the most of restaurant and bar regulations as they were eased. So, you know, the local relationships are definitely important, but I think it's been obviously a very, very complex situation trying to work across all the states and territories for the AFL, and it's just great the competition's back up and going.
You guys have been lucky so far with the first couple of games being in Sydney. You travel to Victoria. The potential for WA hubs, are you open to that you may have to go to the other side of the country to maybe set up for 2 or 3 weeks?
Oh, look, I think so. I think when you look at what West Coast and Fremantle and now the Adelaide sides have had to sacrifice, I think everybody understands that there's, you know, give and take. And, you know, we're a club that's travelled a lot. We play 3 home games a year in Canberra or in Melbourne 5 or 6 times. You know, we often get Perth twice. But the actual challenge of being on the road or being together, our players wouldn't find too daunting. But, you know, obviously you'd love to see the restrictions ease to just make it a lot more, a lot simpler for the entire competition.
We're going to get the rolling fixture. Have you asked the AFL, or have you and the Swans asked the AFL to try and make sure that the Sydney Derby is played with a full house, either at Giants or the SCG, depending on who gets fixtured as a home team?
Yes, we have. I think that's an opportunity for both our clubs to just see if we can get the Derby placed at a time where we could get, you know, optimal number of people through the gate. Whether that's Giants Stadium or the SCG, we're not as concerned about that, but I think it would be good for the, you know, the growing fan base of AFL fans in Sydney.
Last one before we let you go, Dave. You've been really generous with your time. You obviously were the general manager of the Geelong Football League through the mid-90s and had clashes against the Goulburn Valley and Ovens and Murray League. So you're glad to see there's an Ash playing for the GWS Giants and not having to worry about Stephen running around in the opposition as he did against the GFL back in the mid-90s?
Yeah, he destroyed us a couple of times. He's an outstanding man, Stephen. So it was a great thing to be able to secure Lockie. He's a terrific young man as well. But you know, Stephen Ash is pretty well known to some footy identities around Geelong, because I think he would have played under Ron White, or played against Ron White. He would have played under, I think, Bernie Morgan when he coached the Vic Country team in Geraldton a long, long time ago. So yeah, his track record was outstanding. I think that state team that he was first in that we got involved in, the centre square was Brett Kirk, Stephen Ash, Guy Ragone, who all went on to play, you know, good AFL footy other than Stephen, and now he gets to see Sunday boot tonight. So yeah, it's great pedigree, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those who aren't aware, his uncle is Chris Connolly, the former Freo coach, and his grandfather, Barry Connolly, who's no longer with us, played a dozen games or so, actually, for the Bulldogs, ironically, back in the, I think, in the late 50s. So he does come from a very good stock, does Lockie Ash. Dave, we really appreciate you coming on K-Rock. We love having you on, especially before Giants games. Obviously, we won't see the Giants and the Cats clash again this year unless it's in the finals, but hopefully we're covering the Giants and we get to have a chat again before season 2020 is done. Well done with what you've done with the Giants through COVID-19. It has been a tough battle, but great to see your clubs emerge strong from that, and look forward to what they can produce tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Dave Matthews joining us here, the CEO of the GWS Giants. Fantastic to have him join us.
How many years has he been the chief of the Giants now, can you, or the man, the stats man?
It's been the majority of.
It's been quite a while, hasn't it?
Be six or seven?
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.